The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to God.
Jesus said to his disciples, "A rich man had a steward who was reported to him for squandering his property. He summoned him and said, 'What is this I hear about you? Prepare a full account of your stewardship, because you can no longer be my steward.' The steward said to himself, 'What shall I do now that my master is taking the position of steward away from me? I am not strong enough to dig, and I am ashamed to beg. I know what I shall do so that when I am removed from the stewardship, they may welcome me into their homes.' He called in his master's debtors one by one. To the first he said, 'How much do you owe my master?' He replied, 100 measures of olive oil. He said to him, 'Here is a promissory note. Sit down and quickly write 1 for 50. Then to another he said, "And you, how much do you owe?" He replied, 100 measures of wheat. He said to him, "Here is a promissory note. Write down for 80. And the master commended that dishonest steward for acting prudently, for the children of this world are more prudent in dealing with their own generation than are the children of lights." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to God.
We understand Jesus is not praising that steward doing some kind of cheating, but he said, "The Son of Man, they do their best to keep themselves well. And unfortunately, the Son of God, I mean his disciples, didn't do much. Not as prudent, as smart as the men of the world." And the first letter of John is beautiful, that we read just now for the responsorial psalm, for the Alleluia. It says, "Whoever keeps the word of Christ, the love of God is truly perfected in him." So most of the time, if we do not live the word of God, if we don't put the word of God in our heart, it's very, very difficult to overcome all these obstacles of the world. Only in Christ, in His Spirit, then we can do something better. That's why Jesus lived on His Word, the Word of God, Word from the Bible. He lived on His body and blood, the Eucharist. These two main measures to keep us alive in Him. So we thank the Lord that we come so early each morning to come for Mass. It's a kind of your decision to follow Him in a hard way. So many, most at this time, still you can stay on bed, and you come, get up from your bed. It's something strong. But apart from it, then you have to live the Word of God in your daily life. Just remind yourself, whatever you do to the knees, you're doing to Jesus. You remind us always, forgive 70 times 7. It's not an easy way. It's a hard way. That's why Jesus asking the disciples, come and follow me. But those who do not follow, carry the cross, are not suitable to be my disciples. That's very important. To carry a cross, in other sense, to do better each present moment, the will of God the Father.